Paxton, Texas woman on kayak killed by illegal alien on jet ski in hit and run crash. By Bob Price on May 28, 2025. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the arrest of a Venezuelan illegal alien who he says killed an 18-year-old woman in a hit and run crash over the Memorial Day weekend. The victim was on a kayak when she was allegedly struck and killed by the illegal alien operating a jet ski. Police also arrested an illegal alien male who reportedly helped her flee the scene in a vehicle, which had committed another hit and run while escaping. Ava Moore's senseless death was caused by an illegal alien who should have never been in our country in the first place. My heart breaks for Ava's family and friends, and my prayers are with them as they face this tragedy, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a statement on Tuesday. My office will continue to work with local, state, and national law enforcement partners to secure justice for Ava. Texas Parks and Wildlife, TPW, officials released a statement on Monday, saying game wardens were investigating a hit-and-run crash that took place on Lake Grapevine on Sunday. The crash led to the death of 18-year-old Ava Moore. Investigators say she was struck and killed on her kayak by a jet ski carrying a woman and another female passenger. The operator of the jet ski fled the crash scene and the passenger remained to speak with police, TPW officials stated. The report says the operator fled the scene with the help of a man who allegedly committed another hit-and-run crash while escaping from the lake. The TPW officials say game wardens in Grapevine, Texas. Police officers arrested Tigerlyn Alejandra Gonzalez after she allegedly fled the scene of the fatal crash. Attorney General Paxton said law enforcement officials arrested the Venezuelan woman and the male illegal alien who drove the escape vehicle. The AG's Fugitive Apprehension Unit worked with state and local law enforcement to secure the arrests. Video: Grapevine Lake Jet Ski Hit and Run Crash, Two Suspects Arrested at Fox. For more. Tigerlyn Alejandra Gonzalez was arrested Tuesday morning in connection with the death of 18-year-old Ava Moore. At fox4pic.twitter.com/cxbxerc5xh. David Centendri, at David's Fox 4, May 28, 2025. Police arrested Gonzalez on charges of second-degree manslaughter, felony 2, reckless operation and excessive speed, misdemeanor, and leaving the scene of an accident involving death, felony 2. If convicted, Gonzalez could face a sentence of 2 to 20 years on the two second-degree felony charges. The victim, Ava Renee Moore, 18, is described as a determined, very strong-willed, who loved bringing people together, NBC DFW reported. 9 days ago, Moore graduated from the United States Air Force Academy Preparatory School and accepted an appointment to enter the Academy's class of 2029. The report quotes Air Force Lieutenant General Tony Bauernfeind, U.S. Air Force Academy Superintendent, who said, "We lost an exemplary teammate this weekend. Cadet candidate Ava Moore, whose passion for leadership and service left an impact on everyone she met. Ava's constant happiness and attitude helped her squadron get through the challenges of the prep school, and her drive to excel was on display as she sought out leadership positions to improve herself and her team. Our team is focused on providing support to Ava's family, her prep school squadron, the prep school women's basketball team, and the entire academy family." She was also described as an accomplished basketball player who was loved by her teammates and coaches. Moore graduated from Keller Timberview High School in 2024 before heading to the academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. NBC DFW reported. Witnesses cited in the arresting document told police Gonzalez was recklessly operating a personal watercraft, PWC, and made several passes along the shoreline with wanton disregard to the safety of others and at a speed and manner that endangered others in the area before eventually colliding with one of two kayakers paddling near the shoreline. According to the affidavit, a woman was kayaking with Moore when the collision occurred. She told police they were leaving the area because of how the woman was operating the PWC when Moore was hit from behind. The woman kayaking with Moore said she turned to see the PWC strike Moore. And after the collision, the woman on the PWC saw Moore was injured and immediately left the area. Other witnesses also told police that immediately after the collision, the occupants riding the PWC left the scene. They told police the PWC operator later returned, and that's when bystanders attempted to prevent them from leaving. Fox 4 News in Dallas reported that police also arrested Michael Coelho Peroso after he allegedly drove Gonzalez away from the scene in a blue Toyota Corolla. He allegedly struck two vehicles while trying to escape, and then he and Gonzalez fled on foot. He is currently being held on a charge of fleeing the scene of an accident. He could face additional charges. He is described by Attorney General Paxton as an illegal alien, but no nationality was mentioned. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.